Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Mandatory ethnic studies programs, gender-neutral toy aisles, no more gas-powered leaf blowers or lawnmowers. All things California has to look forward to now, thanks to Gavin Newsom signing a law in recent days. Laws, I should say. Welcome back to the Clay and Buck Show. This is Buck rolling solo today, so thanks for keeping me company because I don't have my main man, Clay, right here with me, Goose and Maverick style. Instead, it's just Maverick. Hopefully I'm not going to get all sweaty and kind of bug out at the end. Here I am. And I'm going to be talking to you about what's going on in California here, because this is just indicative of what happens when you let social justice override common sense. Right? Social justice is an ideology. In fact, really, it is a religion for a lot of Democrats. It's a religion replacement. It appeals to them in so many ways, in part because it allows them to think that they're really good people. It costs them nothing. I mean, the biggest advocates of social justice, policies and programs across the board, or equity, another term that really encompasses this same thing. And this touches on so much, right? It touches on CRT, critical race theory. It informs the socialist obsession that the Democrats have. It's a better way to create equity in their minds. But in the case of California, people are starting to see how the normal concerns of everyday people that should be addressed by government, you know, how are the roads? How's safety? Can you open up a store without it being looted in broad daylight? What's it like to try to open up a business in general in the state of California right now? Well, we know that people are leaving, and more will be leaving, I believe. And it's the same thing, unfortunately, here in New York. I think New York is in, and I'm doing the show from New York City. As many of you know, I am a native New Yorker. I grew up here. I'm from here. My family's here. My roots go back here several generations. And the city is not what it was and not coming back anytime soon, because the people who make the decisions in the Democrat Party, the left, they don't learn the lessons that they should. They see things differently. They don't want the same outcome. They're willing to say abide a city that is much less safe, much more dangerous for everybody. Disproportionately, when you talk about violent crime, more dangerous for minorities, which is the case in major cities across America with the rise in crime, in shootings and murders that have happened last year. They're willing to tolerate all of that as long as the multimillionaire CNN anchors can go on TV and feel good about themselves and hold their chins high at cocktail parties. They're willing to defend this stuff as long as the left-wing activists who, remember the BLM founder who bought her $1 million-plus home in, I believe it was Topanga Canyon, which is right next to Malibu in California. You know, if you were really trying to give back to the community and help urban centers, wouldn't be the first place as an activist who founded Black Lives Matter that you would think one would go. But as long as people get to feel good who make these decisions and aren't actually themselves negatively impacted, they'll keep doing it. And this is what drives so much of what's going on in California specifically right now. Now, the laws, some of this stuff won't go into effect until 2024, 2026, but they are laws. They've signed them. This is what they're spending time on right now. Government time, man hours, manpower. Oh, gosh, is that a microaggression? Human hours and human power. Yeah, right? And I wonder if really in the history of this country, if there's ever been an email that has gone around with one's pronouns announced that was actually useful to anybody. Anyone's, oh, I'm so glad that the person put their pronouns on the email. Turns out I don't care what their pronouns are. I just want whatever's in the email if I need to see it. But this is now the left-wing culture that we're in. These are all signifiers. These are all parts of how one shows allegiance to the ideology of the state, of the left, of the Democrat Party. This is how you show that you're a social justice warrior in good standing with the progressives. And that's why so much of this stuff in California it's very obvious what they're doing, why they're doing it as well. What's the point of having a gender neutral area for toys? It turns out, and any child psychologist behaviorist will tell you this, boys act differently than girls. And I know that, oh, it's a shock. Oh, but you know, might have to pull the car or the truck on the side of the road for a second while I tell you this stuff. Boys are different than girls. Not just looking, not just physically, which is also true, although the left tries very hard to erase that difference, which is absurd. But they act differently, too. They behave differently. They want to do different things. And this goes against the ideology of absolute equity. Remember, the people that want total control over your life want absolute power to do it. And their justification, their need for absolute power comes from the promise that they will make us all the same. It starts to have a bit of a communist vibe to it, doesn't it? But they're going to make everyone the same. We're all going to be the same. No difference between us. Just give them all the power. They will never be the same. They'll always be elevated. They'll be the elite. But they'll make everybody else the same. This is the promise they make, including on issues like on gender. They'll keep repeating lies about things like, oh, the gender pay gap. How many major corporations you think would overpay by 30%, give or take 30 cents on a dollar? If they could get the exact same labor, the exact same work product from different employees. I like money. You like money. If you're running a business, trust me, if you could save 30% on your personnel costs, you do it. Oh, no, they're too sexist, so they want to. That's absurd, right? But the pay gap is a myth. Doesn't matter. I'm sorry. The reasons for the pay gap are a myth. They lie about it. There are choices made by women, choices made by men that lead to the disparities in professions. Otherwise, they'd have to explain why is it that the veterinarian profession, for example, vets are veterinarians, not military vets, are well paid, highly paid in a lot of places, dominated by women. It's a highly skilled, highly trained profession, completely dominated by women. Why is that? Because women choose to do it more. That's all. It's about choice. It's about freedom, individual liberty. But they want to negate these things. They want to get rid of it. They'll even try to negate it. This is why Gavin Newsom has put forward this law about gender-neutral toys. Here's a fundamental fallacy of the left. They think that the reason, you know, your little Bobby or Timmy wants to play with trucks and, you know, wants to run around and, you know, play with water guns or whatever and is a little more rambunctious, a little more aggressive, is because of the way you treat little Timmy or Bobby. And little, you know, Susie or Mary would be exactly the same. It's you as the parent, or it's society and the parents that create these differences. This is not true. This is not true. Society and cultural norms have some effect, but it is quite small. And all the actual scientific literature would show this. But even if you were to look and see where the study of biochemistry is, I've been doing reading on this in recent months because I find this fascinating. They try to act like those markers that separate men and women, things like testosterone, things like the XX versus XY chromosome, have no real impact. Testosterone specifically, right? Men are generally and overwhelmingly larger, stronger, and have different bodies than women. You and I, it's the most obvious thing in the world. They try to reject this. They will actually claim that male behavior and differences in everything from male risk taking to, and these are all, this is all in the aggregate. But when you're talking social policy, you have to think in the aggregate. You can't make a policy for every individual case. That doesn't make any sense. But they'll say that it's not that men have 10 to 20 times the testosterone of women, unless you're Brian Stelter over at CNN. I mean, men have 10 to 20 times the testosterone of women. That changes not only their physical appearance, but it also changes the way they act. It affects our psychology. It affects our behavior. This is scientific reality, and I'm bringing it up because in the last 20 years, last 10 years in particular, scientists are constantly bullied to either hide the results of tests that show this, to hide the social science data that shows this, because it's not what the left wants to hear. They don't want to hear that there are innate, intrinsic, biological differences that result in outcomes that are quite real and quantifiable. 90% plus of violent assaults and murders are committed by men in this country. This is not a cultural thing. This is men have 10 to 20 times the testosterone that women do, have different behaviors, and therefore different outcomes. They want to reject this. They think if you have your child playing with, you know, non-gender specific dolls instead of G.I. Joe or instead of, I remember Thundercats, man. I was all about the Thundercats way back in the day. You guys know Thundercats are great. But if only they kept you away from the Thundercats aisle, then you wouldn't necessarily, as a child, if you're a boy, act a certain way. Gavin Newsom, I know I'm taking you for a trip through crazy town right now, but you need to understand what they really believe. Gavin Newsom believes that stuff. He thinks that that's something, whether, by the way, when I say believes it, he believes in the ideology behind it. Does he actually know enough about the science to even understand any of the things that I'm talking about? Is this a guy who reads for intellectual curiosity? No. Of course not. This is a guy who spends a lot of time making sure that he has just the right camera angle and just the right amount of hairspray before he can deliver one of his speeches where he sounds like he's really in command, you know? Guy, he's basically an actor. And he's pushing forward these policies. The Democrat legislature, of course, wrote it up and he signed these things into law because it goes to the ideology of the left, which is that they can, with enough state power, they can overcome even the basic biological difference between men and women. That's what they, at the very core, that's what they believe. And it's just not true. But remember, a truly totalitarian society is one in which you have to celebrate the things that you know are untrue and they know you know are untrue. It's not even when they truly believe it. That's the step before. They want you to go along with things that both you and they know to be false, because that is the absolute power. Everyone knows it's a lie. You still have to do it. Oh, gee, kind of sounds like Fauciism, doesn't it? If you work online and use the Chrome browser, you might know something about incognito mode. If you don't want Google Chrome to remember your activity, though, you can browse the web privately in incognito mode. That's what they tell you. But for those of you that do this, have you ever read the fine print? That's what happens. You look at the fine print, you find out it says your activity might still be visible to your employer, your school, or your ISP. How can they even call it incognito? To really stop people from seeing the sites you visit and everything you do, you need what we have, ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN is a virtual private network. It's the best one you can get. It's so easy to use and set up. I mean, think about all the times you've used Wi-Fi at a coffee shop or another public place. Without ExpressVPN running on your device, on your laptop, you could have stuff being logged by the admin of that network, and you could even be vulnerable to hackers because those open lines, those open Wi-Fis, it's easy for them to break in. ExpressVPN works on all your devices, and it protects you. The app literally has one button. You tap it to connect, and your browsing activity is secure from prying eyes. So stop letting strangers invade your online privacy. Protect yourself at ExpressVPN.com/buck. That's right. Use my link, ExpressVPN.com/buck, to get 3 extra months free. That's ExpressVPN.com/buck to learn more. Welcome back to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. This is Buck rolling solo today here. Clay out for a day, much needed day of rest for him. He'll be back with us tomorrow telling us stories about his weekend at Texas A&M football game. I don't even know who won that game, so I can't even give it away if I wanted to. Yeah, the team in here, unless we're at the game, we don't know. So I know who won the Alabama game a couple weeks ago, but definitely Alabama. But Clay will be with us tomorrow. Also want to remind you, if you have not already, please subscribe to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. I put out a 30-minute podcast as soon as I can every morning. Quick rundown of the events. A great way to prep before we jump on here and do 3 hours on the radio. You can listen wherever you listen to podcasts, the iHeart app. There's even a YouTube of it now, youtube.com/Buck Sexton. I'll be taking some calls back half of this hour. 800-282-2882 is the number. You all know that number. That was a y'all that just came out there. I just y'alled. Look at that. You know, the guy goes to Alabama for a weekend, all of a sudden he's y'alling. He's a y'all guy. I gotta say, this is one thing that the South absolutely does right the y'all thing. It makes you all is awkward and cumbersome, and their barbecue is better, although don't tell the people of Brooklyn, New York that, because they think their barbecue is really good too. But their y'all thing is absolutely correct. So we've got, speaking of the South, it's not the smoothest transition in the world, but it was all right. It was all right. It was, you know, it was like a wobbly landing, but I didn't fall down on the mat. So I feel like it was close. But Terry McAuliffe, boo, is running against Glenn Youngkin. Glenn Youngkin is supposed to be with us on this show tomorrow, and we are hoping that he will be the next governor of Virginia. I mean, I can say that for me. I'm sure Clay agrees. Be the next governor of Virginia. McAuliffe is a classic Democrat, kind of operative guy, and very close with the Clintons. That's really all you have to know. Anybody that could spend enough time around Hillary Clinton, hello! You don't want to be around somebody like that. Remember that with the What Happened tour? What happened? She's still out there. She may come back. You think you're free of Hillary forever, but you may be wrong. Anyway, here is Terry McAuliffe, who is saying that critical race, because Glenn Youngkin's made a lot of gains based on the critical race theory backlash by parents in schools, which now we know the DOJ's got the FBI on it in case you say a mean thing about CRT teaching. Here's Terry McAuliffe saying, oh, it's not even a thing.
I really hate to see what Glenn Youngkin is trying to do to Virginia, what Donald Trump did our country. I really hate to see the division, the hatred. We're putting these children in this horrible position. Let's just be clear. We don't teach critical race theory. This is a made up, this is a Trump, Betsy DeVos, Glenn Youngkin plan to divide people. And it really bothers me.
You know what really bothers me? When Democrats are caught with their hands in the cookie jar, when we know what's going on, we finally get enough people to wake up to it that they're facing consequences. The consequence being the prospect of a loss of power for the power mad left, which bothers them more than anything else. And they start saying, why are you being so divisive? Why are you being so divisive? Oh, sure. Yeah. First of all, the teaching of CRT is itself a real thing. We all know it's a real thing. It is happening in places in Virginia. There are a lot of parents who aren't even Trump supporters who have showed up at Loudoun County school board meetings, for example, who hate the stuff that's being taught to their kids in school. And it's divisive. I mean, teaching kids that they should be in any way judged or treated differently based on skin color, worse or better than anyone else, is divisive and wrong. But that's a classic Democrat ploy for McAuliffe, who's the slimiest of politicians. Why are they being so divisive? We're all friends, right? Yeah, right. Please. Come back to some Fauci divisions in a moment. Here's a question for pain sufferers. How many days this week do you expect to wake up in agonizing pain? If the answer is one or greater, we've got to get you some help. Relief Factor may be your solution. Remember that name, Relief Factor. Would you consider spending $20 to stop feeling that pain? $20 and 3 weeks' time to find out if you can be out of pain or not. Our friends at Relief Factor have developed a 3-week quick start pack. You take Relief Factor 3 times a day at breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 3 weeks. You'll know if it works or not. Hundreds of thousands of people have tried this, and 70% of them have gone on to order more. Give it a shot. You could be out of pain in a matter of weeks. Join the more than 500,000 people and order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to get the $19.95 3-week quick start developed for you. Again, go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Welcome back to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. This is Buck rocking solo today. My man Clay will be back tomorrow, so you'll just be hearing my voice today. And also want to make sure that we hear your voices. 800-282-2882 on the phone lines. If you have not already, subscribe to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. It comes out in the morning, the Buck Sexton Show. It's a quick 25-30 minutes rundown of all the news events for the day. You can subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Please do. And I get to get into some analysis there that is a great preview of what we're going to talk about here on the show. We have, speaking of the show and the ways you can listen to all the rest of it, you have Instagram and big tech and these companies that are clearly organs of the Democrat Party, they work to push a certain narrative. They work to assist Democrats in what they want. We know this. This is clear now. It's been clear for a while. And they'll slap you down if you're a conservative, right? Well, the great thing about radio is that they can't actually, as long as I'm on the air, as long as, iHeart keeps the show going, guess what? You can hear it, right? They can't get in. They don't have an algorithm that can cut off my words or can shut it down, right? We blast it out. And we're on 440 or so stations across the country, and people can hear it. They can't censor that. But what they can do is censor the words that we say here on this show when we then put it on a social media platform so people can hear it if they missed it or if they wanted to share it with folks who didn't get a chance to listen in today. And so I believe for the first time, this show was put in Instagram jail for a day or so. Uh-oh, Instagram jail. You know, just can just see myself now with a little old metal cup kind of banging on the bars and singing a sad tune about how, you know, I'm having a rough day in Instagram jail. But here is, I want to remind everybody, because we're on the radio and because there are millions of you who listen to this show, the good news is that Instagram can play their annoying games. We can still tell you the truth. We can still share inconvenient facts from their perspective. And they can't actually stop it. So I want to do that again. What got us banned for a day or suspended for a day or whatever it was from Instagram on this show? Because I feel like this show, we are family friendly. You could have your little ones listening. We don't have any potty mouth stuff going on here. We don't use the salty language on air. We can't because it's radio, but we don't. And we keep it very clean and we keep it very fact-based. So how could we get in trouble? Well, this is what our friend Mr. Alex Berenson, you should check out his Substack. This is what he said, and this is why we got suspended.
Something terrible happened to Anthony Fauci and Joe Biden and the left, which is the vaccine stopped working. They don't prevent infection. They don't prevent transmission. It looks like they have some efficacy around severe disease and death, but it isn't clear how long that lasts. Okay? And anybody who was looking at the data could see this by late summer. And in the face of this, the rational response would be, all right, we tried this. We bought ourselves a few months. Guess what? Merck came out with a pretty good drug that looks like it can help people too. And that's it. The great vaccine experiment, the great mRNA vaccine experiment for COVID is over. We can all go home now. They won't do it. They won't admit the truth. They won't admit that efficacy has gone away. Fauci and Biden, in the face of the CDC and the FDA, want everyone to take boosters, and they want to drag the rest of the country over the line.
Everything that Alex said there is true. Nothing that he said is even really debatable as a matter of fact. Everything he said there is true and accurate. Pfizer just came out and said, this is from Pfizer, that after 6 months, you're at about 50% protection. So that clearly means, and we've seen lots and lots of breakthrough cases, it does not prevent infection or transmission. It might reduce, but notice the word that he used, prevent. Everything he said there was true. And that is why we aired it on this show, because you need to be able to hear what is true somewhere. Because you're not going to hear it on CNN right now. They're running something on the insurrection and Trump said something that was, you know, these people live in this delusional world. Now, even though their audience isn't very big, a lot of influence, a lot of rich, powerful people watch CNN. So they feel like as long as they're still in control, as long as they can be the mouthpiece of the apparatus of power for the Democrat Party in this country, they're doing their jobs. This is why as much fun as it is to point out that conservative media, when there's a free and fair playing field or even something close, when there's any kind of a playing field, crushes some of its competitors out there. I mean, this radio show, for example, crushes any liberal radio show that exists. It's not even close. They know who they're speaking to on the left, and it's to the people that are calling the shots, who have the wealth, who have the influence. They're not trying to talk to the average American. No, no. But we want to speak the truth to you here. We want to get information out. That's why I won't allow them to get away with lying, for example, about the bad weather that caused the Southwest Airlines cancellations. Are you kidding me? Right? You don't buy it. I don't buy it. Nobody does. Oh, just Southwest is affected by this? So Delta and these other airlines, you know, they can fly their planes just fine. I'm sure Spirit Airlines, for those who are a little feeling a little adventurous like me, you know, Spirit Airlines probably had its flights going. But, oh, the weather just very specifically undermined a lot of flights from Southwest all of a sudden. They're lying to you. Because why? They don't want enough people to see that we don't actually have to just go through this forever. We don't have to be subjected to the tyrannical idiocy of Dr. Fauci and all the rest of the mass anxiety disorder suffering libs forever. We don't have to allow them to give your kids the shot against your will because your kid has to go to school and they're making vaccine mandates for that too. We don't have to allow them to put the needle in the arm of an 8-year-old who is literally more likely to drown in the bathtub than to, or a swimming pool, than to die from COVID-19. We don't have to allow this. We can do something about it, but it's not enough to just be an individual who says, well, I'm going to, you know, I live in a rural area and they're not going to make me do anything. Well, that's good by all means, and high five and congratulations. But if we're going to stop them, it has to be power meeting power. It has to be force on force in a sense. And that takes more than one individual, right? You could be the best soldier. You could be the bravest warrior in the world. You're not going to defeat an army alone. You need other people along with you. And I just mean that as a metaphor, of course, but you need other people along with you to join you in this. And that's what we see for the first time really happening in a way that is pushing back on corporations in a way that really hurts them. That's why the Southwest narrative issue is so important. But that's also why Dr. Fauci's out there trying to scramble and sound like he's a little bit less of a sociopath when it comes to, can you actually see your family members at Christmas this year? Okay, fine, he says, you can. But when, here's a fun one, when can we stop wearing masks? And by the way, I don't wear masks inside. Unless I'm in a place where they will escort me out and or arrest me, I'm not wearing a mask. I'm just not doing it. Haven't done it for a very long time, but there are people out there who still think mask wearing inside. You'll notice one other thing, by the way, if Fauci wasn't a little Democrat tyrant who is desperate to be liked by the cool kids who run the United States government right now, the Biden administration, why wouldn't he tell people, hey guys, masking outside is really, it's just, it creates anxiety for everybody around you because it looks like you're a lunatic and there's no need for it. Why wouldn't he say that? Because that's reality. Well, he won't say it. He won't even tell you when we can expect to be done with indoor masking for the vaccinated. Here you go, Dr. Fauci.
How long do you think it will be until it's safe for vaccinated people to once again be indoors without a mask?
It's always tough to predict that. I think if we continue to go down in the cases that we're seeing right now and more people get vaccinated, as the dynamics of the outbreak, namely the amount of virus circulating in the community, goes down, I hope we'll be able to pull back on some of those restrictions to get closer to what we really feel is normal in the community. I hope that's soon, but I can't give a prediction of a date on that.
Oh, no, I can't predict. I don't know this one. I've given predictions constantly in the past. There could be another variant. You know, you could have a droplet that grows into like a massive reservoir of virus. Now, all of a sudden, he's Mr. Cautious about his predictions. Why? Because he stepped in it recently. All of a sudden, you're telling people in October that you don't think they can see their family in December. You're not sure. At what rate of vaccination and natural immunity will America be at that point? And by the way, I spent last Christmas with my family and the one before that. Take your calls here in a moment. 800-282-2882 on the lines. Buck rolling solo here. So, you know, pitch in. Tell me what you think. Tell me what you want me to talk about. Rocking and rolling here in NYC. Don't take your eye off the value of gold these days. You're going to hear a lot of conversations coming up about government spending bills, and you just know that's going to have a ripple effect, a major one over time, on our economy and inflation, which is real and getting worse. One of the many things we talk about when it comes to gold is protection. Protection is important for your portfolio. And then there's also just that satisfaction of owning actual physical gold, which I've had myself because I rely on our friends at the Oxford Gold Group. They make it so easy. I had real gold and silver delivered to me right at home, and now I keep it in my safe with my most precious belongings, and I know I've got it. If you think buying real gold is complicated, my friends at the Oxford Gold Group are who you need to call. They'll explain everything to you. You can have real gold delivered to your home or have real gold as part of your IRA. It is just a phone call away with Oxford Gold. Call them at 833-404-GOLD and learn how you can have real gold in your IRA and delivered to your door. That's the Oxford Gold Group at 833-404-GOLD, 833-404-G-O-L-D. Welcome back to the Clay and Buck Show. This is Buck in solo today. Please, if you haven't already, give me a follow on Facebook, facebook.com/Buck Sexton. And you can check out the Buck Sexton Show podcast in the morning, wherever you listen to podcasts. Put it out before I go on air here for 3 hours. Please subscribe. Joni in Pennsylvania. Welcome, Joni.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for calling in. What's up?
Well, I just have two things. I am a pharmacy technician, I'm sorry, in Pennsylvania. And there was a show I was listening to that said, why can't people get the medicines that they need, like a heart medicine? Well, I can tell you now that we've got lisinopril. It's a medicine that's been around for forever. And it's on back order. We can't get it. And I can't tell you how many other medicines that we can't get that have been around for forever.
Is this because of the supply chain issue and some of the slowdowns in Chinese manufacturing? I think people are shocked to find out how much.
I have no idea. I'm just telling you, people get really upset with us because they come in and they want this medicine, which they've taken for forever, and we can't get it. It's on back order.
That's really disconcerting, Joni, because people need these things, and they become very reliant on them for their health. And so I'm worried. Thank you, Joni, for calling in. My friends, they're not telling you about how bad the supply chain. I know supply chain sounds like, womp, womp, like who cares? It's going to mean things you need are not available. Americans aren't really used to that when it comes to our consumer products, pharmaceuticals. Going into the holiday season as well, a lot of businesses, a lot of brick and mortar stores rely on the most business being done in November and December. That really, you know, covers them for that's what puts them in the black for the year. Otherwise, they're running at a loss. So it's a big problem here. And the media doesn't want to talk about it because, gee, inflation, millions and millions of unfilled jobs, people staying home, the price of goods, the price of gas going up, and supply chain issues where you're just not even going to have the option to buy things because it won't even be there. They don't really want that to be a thing the Biden administration deals with. I was just speaking to a friend recently who's a journalist, an actual journalist, and he told me about how where he works, it's just clear anything that could be, it doesn't even have to be about Biden, anything that could blow back on the perception of Biden as being awful at president, can't write it, can't do it. Got to find something else to talk about. Yeah, that's the way it is in the media these days. Renee in Georgia, what do you got for us, Renee?
Hey, Buck, listen, I was just hoping that you could start making suggestions, you and Clay, that when you get in this supply chain panic mode, you start suggesting to people that they buy local and they buy American. And maybe we can cut back on some of our dependency on this overseas stuff.
Well, Renee, I love the idea. And obviously part of the America First agenda of Trump was to bring back manufacturing and do a lot of it here. In the short term, though, a lot of people would be shocked to find out how much of really essential stuff, you know, antibiotics and electronics and how much of this stuff is all made overseas. And we don't have the capacity right now to turn it around quickly enough to meet the American need. Do you see what I'm saying? So there's the, I'm going to buy, you know, a T-shirt made in America instead of a T-shirt made overseas. That's one thing. But if we're talking about, you know, Intel chips and semiconductors and electronic equipment and high-grade pharmaceuticals, a lot of that stuff is made overseas. Thank you, Renee, for calling in. And to Renee's point, maybe we should think long and hard about bringing a lot of that production back here as an issue of national security and continuity for this country, not just because of the jobs and the, you know, the upside economically it would bring us. Bill in North Carolina. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Hey, on this California no engine new law, one of those phrases that really grates on my brain is zero emissions. There is no such thing as zero emissions because there's emissions at the power plant, or if you go with solar cells, there's a huge environmental cost in building and deploying solar cells or windmills. It's just one of another one of those liberal lies.
Yeah. By the way, Bill, you are 100% correct and a very astute point, and thank you for calling in. What Bill is saying here is that the Gavin Newsom bill is saying the Gavin Newsom bill that he just signed is banning things like leaf blowers, lawnmowers, generators. Anything that is an engine that runs on gasoline is being phased out. The idea being that it's zero emissions to have an electric leaf blower, which I assume the electric leaf blower is probably not as good either, by the way. But no, of course not. But where does the electricity for the charging come from? That's what Bill's bringing up. Comes from a lot of it, coal. It should come from nuclear, but the environmentalist wacko left shut down nuke power in the 70s and 80s because we were all going to die or it was going to melt us or whatever. It's not true, but we'll talk more about energy. Well, something we'll always be talking about here. But yeah, get ready for a rough end of year Biden economy and a lot of excuse making. It's Trump's fault, they'll say. Sure it is. We'll come back in a moment here and talk about the Southwest rebellion by some against the vaccine mandates. Plus, why is there so much stealing going on in stores across America? And some more of your calls. That's all coming up.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.